After the attacks on the World Trade Center on 9/11, an alarm was raised about the ability of police, firefighters, and paramedics to radio crucial information to each other. They couldn't then, and 3 years later, radio systems in most regions are still incompatible. Officials in California want new technology to avoid a repeat of New York's experience. There are also questions, though, about whether it would make the state any safer. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Since 9/11, officials in California have worked long and hard to prepare the state for a possible attack. Recently, Los Angeles was the site of a large-scale simulated evacuation.
May I have your attention, please? This is the building emergency coordinator of City Hall. This is an evacuation drill. I repeat.
Some 20,000 workers streamed out of City Hall and other government buildings as helicopters circled overhead coordinating roof evacuations. It was just the type of situation that calls for good interagency communications, but according to County Sheriff Lee Baca, that's still a pipe dream.
Los Angeles County has 45 police departments, a sheriff department, and 30 fire departments. We are the classic example of many law enforcement agencies all in one county that cannot speak to one another on real-time basis.
Right now, different agencies use radio systems that transmit on different frequencies, high band, low band, UHF, digital or analog. The result? According to Baca, the same problems rescuers in New York faced.
Delay, and thus the rescue work becomes ineffective and inefficient.
The holy grail of many Homeland Security experts is something called interoperability, a seamless radio communications network that allows different agencies to share information during a crisis. San Diego County has made strides in that direction. Los Angeles Mayor James Hahn says it's one of his priorities, but change is slow in coming.
We're working with Congress and the Federal Communications Commission to identify bandwidths that are only going to be available for law enforcement so we can all talk on the same frequencies.
That's a start, but a huge investment will be needed in new equipment and trained personnel to operate it. A ballot measure in November would increase the county sales tax by 0.5% to pay for local improvements. In the meantime, L.A. and the San Francisco Bay Area have turned to stopgap measures. They're relying more on black box devices that act as translators for a variety of incompatible radios. Gary Winnick is with the State Office of Emergency Services.
The general idea is it accepts all the different frequencies and types of radios in through the black box and is able to transmit them into other frequencies and other types of radios.
By now, about 100 of the most popular devices made by Raytheon are being used in California. A much cheaper alternative to a whole new radio system, the black boxes still cost $20,000 to $40,000 apiece. Recently, a black box hooked up the half-dozen agencies responding to a training drill at the Golden Gate Bridge. Yet some experts say the emphasis on communications is overblown.
Every time there's a mistake by first responders, they blame it on a radio. You know, we couldn't talk to one another.
FBI veteran George Vinson, who advises Governor Schwarzenegger on Homeland Security, says communications won't solve basic failures of leadership or mistakes in rescue protocols.
If you get true interoperability, you'll end up with a Tower of Babel. You don't get the radio discipline, especially in chaotic areas, and you'll lose your command and control.
For now, Vinson is seen as a contrarian. Local public safety officials are clamoring for federal funds to build compatible radio systems. However, the feds say that's the job of the states. Elaine Corey, NPR News.